You're listening to Central Michigan Baseball on the Chippewa Sports Network.
Well, it's 2-0 Western Michigan as we head to the top of the third. Pat Leatherman back on the mound for the Chippewas. David Laughlin, off to you.
All right, thank you, Adam. 2-0 Broncos. Both runs coming in the top half of the second inning. Connor Smith, the shortstop for Western Michigan, leads off things in the third. Two hits for the Broncos so far in this game. None for CMU. Smith 0-for-1 flew out to Jipping in his first at-bat. First pitch is in there, strike one. Smith left yesterday's game about midway through. Bo Filkins came in to play shortstop for the remainder of the game. The 0-1 in the dirt, 1-1. Sophomore Mac, freshman of the year last season, .348 batting average. Five triples this season for the shortstop. Grounds one to Borglin. It goes right through his legs into left field. So Smith is on. That'll be an error on Alex Borglin. And Western Michigan has one on and no outs.
Well, that's been one of the issues with this Chippewa team. That's now their 44th error this season. They committed a season-high 5 on Wednesday, and their only loss in the last 11 tries to Madonna. And Borglin just didn't get his glove down there. So certainly those errors, you don't like to commit them, but we'll see if CMU can get their way out of this early mistake.
It was an opportunity for a double play in the second inning as well, which would have ended the inning. Borglin, a little bit of a wide throw from shortstop to Kratt, had to come off the bag. And now this one goes right through his legs. Leatherman throws it back over to first base to check on Smith. Grant Miller at the plate for the Broncos. He had a home run yesterday. .322 batting average that one yesterday, his second of the year. 17 RBIs. He started at third base every single game this weekend. First pitch from Leatherman, downstairs, ball one. Leatherman, a 4.91 ERA coming into play today in his 8 starts. He's given up 2. No outs in the top of the third. Miller 1-for-1 on the day at the plate. Matt's on the right side. Leatherman from the stretch, the 1-0. Down low again, ball two. Cannot afford to put runners on with the heart of the Broncos order coming up. Tanner Allison on deck. .392 batting average for the center fielder. Do not want base runners on with him. Leatherman checks on Smith. He'll fire over to first base. Smith dives back in head first safely. Smith does lead the team in steals. He's 5-for-7 on the season. This Broncos team, not very aggressive on the base path, not much of a running threat. The 2-0 to Miller is just off, and it's 3-0.
No, not sure where that one missed. That was real close.
That one did look good from up here. Some of the Central Michigan fans not too sure about that call either. Leatherman, right-hander from the stretch, the 3-0. That one's in there, strike one. 2-0 Broncos, top of the third inning. Both runs for Western Michigan coming in the top half of the second. Chippewas would love another double play right here. Leatherman fires over to first, Smith back in safely. Mentioned Western Michigan, not a team that runs a lot. Smith has 5 steals. He leads the team. Only 7 attempts for him so far this season. The 3-1. And there again, strike two. So a nice job by Pat Leatherman coming from down 3-0. He's filled the count.
Well, this has become a must-out. With Tanner Allison looming on deck, runners would be on first and second, nobody out. Have to find a way to get Grant Miller.
Leatherman checks first base. From the stretch, fires back over to first. Smith once again dives back in safely. A big pitch coming up here for the sophomore from Jenison, Pat Leatherman. From the stretch, the 3-2. In the dirt, ball four. Smith took off from first, didn't matter. Miller goes over to first base on a walk. And there are two on and no outs for one of the best hitters in the MAC, Tanner Allison.
Oh, this is a crucial part in this game with runners on first and second. One of the best hitters in this conference who has done damage this weekend. Top 10 in RBIs and getting his players when they get on base in. It's already the two-run lead for Western Michigan early in this game. The Chippewas all weekend long have been able to limit the damage, and that's the reason you see the hits have been up for Western Michigan, but the Chippewas have still been able to win. Central Michigan has made defensive plays and had good pitching in these crucial spots.
A lot of runners left on base for the Broncos all weekend long. With two on, Leatherman from the stretch, first pitch to Allison's, popped up foul over the press box for strike one.
Yeah, 18 guys left on base coming into this game, and of course they left the bases loaded in the top of the first in this third game. So 21 total this weekend, and that's a credit to the defense that Central Michigan has played and also the pitching that they've gotten from their starters and their relievers.
Allison, the center fielder. Bats from the left side. Leatherman, the right-hander from the stretch. Takes a look at second base. Here's the 0-1. Line drive, base hit into right center field. Smith comes around third. He'll be in to score. They'll send Miller to third base. He's in safely, and Allison is safe at first. It's 3-0 Western Michigan on the RBI single for Tanner Allison, and chalk that up, another RBI for the center fielder for Western Michigan.
Well, at the top of this order, you cannot allow them to get on free passes like the Chippewas have. An error to start this inning and then a walk after that, and then you have the best hitter on this team coming to the plate, and he's going to make you pay as he just did there.
Coach Opalewski makes his way from the dugout out to the mound to have a quick chat with Robert Greenman and Pat Leatherman. So runners on the corners for Western Michigan. Allison at first, Miller at third. No outs, 3-0 on the RBI single from Tanner Allison. Coach Opalewski going over some strategy maybe with Pat Leatherman, trying to get him just to settle into this game a little bit and just get some outs. Coach Opalewski makes his way back to the dugout. That brings up Nate Grise, the left fielder for Western Michigan. He homered in yesterday's game as well, grounded into a double play earlier in this one, back in the first. Started at left field all weekend long for the Broncos. Runners on the corners. No outs, top of the third, 3-0 Western Michigan. Leatherman from the stretch steps off the rubber, checks both runners. They're both back in safely. Grise, just a sophomore. First pitch to him, line foul into the Central Michigan bullpen for strike one. 272 batting average. He started 30 games this season. Five doubles, three home runs, with one of those coming in yesterday's game. 22 RBIs. Leatherman ready. Here's the 0-1. In the dirt, ball one.
Well, Leatherman right now just doesn't look like himself, at least how he's looked in the last three games. I'll see if potentially that talk from Coach Opalewski can settle him down and he can start to get him in a rhythm, but he hasn't been able to get out of any half inning quick yet.
1-1 pitch, breaking ball, drops in for strike two. Good pitch from Pat Leatherman there. A strikeout would be big for the tall righty. Runners at the corners for Western Michigan. Grise, the left fielder, here's the 1-2. Swing and a miss. High fastball. Grise chased it out of the zone, and it's the first out of the top of the third.
That's a huge strikeout. Leatherman's second today, and you're right. That pitch wasn't close, but you can do that. That's what happens when you get ahead of the batters, and Leatherman did. He could throw some junk outside, and Grise was willing to chase it. A huge first out when you saw the first three batters reach.
That brings up Jesse Forstell getting the start at first base today. was behind the plate in yesterday's game. Runners at the corners for Western Michigan. Leatherman steps off the rubber again, checks both runners, and they're both back.
And again, you go back to that error that led off the inning. If Borglund makes that play, there's two outs, and there's not a run in yet in this frame. But again, you can't go back in time, but the Chippewas got to play a little bit cleaner here.
Forstall shows bunt, pulls it back, ball outside, ball one.
And we haven't seen many mistakes from CMU this weekend. They've played pretty clean baseball. We saw an error yesterday from CMU and one on Friday, but for the most part, defense has been very good, and their pitching has been tremendous against a very good lineup for WMU.
A couple of fantastic plays in the field on Friday. Gillis and Jipping both with good plays. Forstall shows bunt, lays one down, first base by Kratt, flips it to Greenman. Miller was coming home and tags him out at home plate. An excellent heads-up play from Evan Kratt. So Miller is out at the plate. Everyone else moves up. There are runners on second and first, two outs now in the top of the third.
Well, that's very interesting from Grant Miller. I'm not sure if he didn't get a good lead or what, but Kratt came home, fielded that ball, didn't even field it cleanly. It took him a moment to get it out of his glove and then threw it home, and Greenman was literally just waiting at home plate to tag Miller. Though they had plenty of time, a terrific play, as we mentioned. They haven't made many mistakes this weekend. Defense has been very solid, and Kratt shows you there with a terrific play.
Yeah, Miller was out by a good distance there. Greenman easily able to apply the tag. As that brings up Alex Goodwin. First pitch from Pat Leatherman in there, strike one. Goodwin walked in his first at-bat, so still hasn't registered an at-bat yet in this game. 284 batting average. Runners on first and second. Two outs, top of the third. Next pitch from Leatherman, ground ball, and Adams picks it up, steps on the bag at third base, and that'll get the Chippewas out of the jam. We move to the bottom of the third. It's 3-0 Western Michigan over Central Michigan. You're listening to Central Michigan Baseball on the Chippewa Sports Network.